going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris broadcasting live from Sarasota. I'm broadcasting live from the Ticket in Detroit. Jeremy Kahn holding it down at the Fan in Baltimore and joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Mike Preston. What's going on, Mike?
Man, I'm live from Westminster. You know what I mean? And wait a minute, Rob. Let me give you my. All right, let's go.
We ain't talked to him in so long. I thought he was going to say, new phone, who this? What station am I on?
Man, I heard the promo. They didn't even have my name, and you dropped my name out and everything. I'm like, oh, man, wait till I get back in there. We got some changes to make up in there. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man? Malachi Starks, University of Georgia, safety, Ravens picking with the 27th pick overall. Mike, how you like that one?
I think it worked out for them. Personally, I go get a pass rusher. And they need them bad. I mean, and you go back and look at this team last year. They played the Eagles. They played Buffalo in the postseason. They didn't get it done as far as rushing the quarterback. But I understand their philosophy. Best player available, stockpile draft picks. But you got 11 picks. Well, give me a pass rusher. Now, with all of that said, he makes them better. They're better. I mean, because you could do things with Kyle Hamilton then and move him around and get him up near the line of scrimmage, and that's where he's a playmaker. So, overall, not better. Me, personally, I'll get a pass rusher.
Well, there's two edge rushers that didn't go in the first round that are still out there. One is the kid from Boston College, Isaraku, and the Mike Green out of Marshall. But Green, he has off-the-field issues. You know the Ravens better than most. Do you think they'd even take a shot on somebody who's got a, you know, given all that's going on with Justin Tucker now, and we had Ray Rice and all this, he's got a sexual assault allegation in his past.
Yeah, you got to be careful. I mean, especially after the Ray Rice incident. You got to really screen those guys. And it's just like the kid Pierce, who went to, what was it, the Falcons before the Ravens. At 26, because they made the deal and traded up. I mean, he had some character issues also. So, would the Ravens have taken him? I don't know, but I thought that was an interesting move by the Falcons to go up and get that guy, because apparently they had an inkling the Ravens might take him. And him and Chuck Smith, I kind of like that matchup, you know. But again, that's just my preference. Mm-hmm. Pass rushers that are left. They're in the second round, but there's a reason why they were left. Because apparently all the other teams in the first round didn't think they were worthy of being a first-round pick. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure that the Ravens consider them that highly either. We'll see today, and maybe they'll get more. But the kid from Marshall, I mean, he did play at Marshall, and, you know, there's a certain stigma attached to that. You're not a bona fide, legitimate Division I player in the whole bit. And I get that, but I got some questions about him, too.
Hey, not to kind of get away from the Ravens, but I guess it still applies with it, but everybody in the AFC North took a defensive tackle. What do you make of that, and Shador Sanders still being available when a lot of us thought the Steelers were talking a lot about him, so it just must have been a big smokescreen?
Well, you know what? This was the giveaway, was when the Steelers were at 21, and they took the defensive tackle from Oregon, Derek Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, uh-oh, that's a guy who was on the radar, on the Ravens' radar. And they didn't take Sanders, and I'm like, this is going to be interesting to see what happens. And then when they the Falcons trade up and they take Pierce, and I'm like, they're going to end up with Starks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a very good thing. Now, Sanders, I think he can win in the National Football League. I got some questions about him, too, as far as his release and holding on to the ball too long. But I think if you get the proper coach, and that's pretty much the standard case in the National Football League, you find the right coaching staff and get them in place, you could develop a quarterback. So he's got some issues, but I think he can overcome them.
Yeah, Mike Preston joining us, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, moving forward, you said the pass rusher, that's what you wanted to get. What do you see them going in day two and day three? Because I'm with you. With the pass rushers moving back that way, I'm a little scared about, you know, maybe poking around at that unless I have legitimate pass rushers already. Where do you see them going moving forward?
Well, you got to go get some linebackers, inside guys. I mean, because you don't know who's going to pan out for them, and they lost two guys to free agency. So that's the need. They need an offensive lineman, particularly a guard or tackle. Because they have the front five, but then after that, there's not a lot of quality, not a lot of depth. So they have some issues there. A corner, taking them in the first round. Have holes. Defensively, if I were the Ravens, I'd focus on defense because they're going to score points. They're going to gain yards. They're going to do all of those things. Missing ingredient, and I'm going to keep harping on this. All right, if you go back and you look at Jeremy's guy, Peyton Manning, scoring all of those points, they have on the defensive side of the ball. Robert Mathis, changed the course of a game, especially if they got up on teams. And the Ravens don't have those guys. And they got to find them, and maybe they'll do it in free agency. I don't know, but hey, man, take a chance. Go give me a pass rusher somewhere.
Mike, I think we all agree. We all said we wanted to see an edge rusher. Are you still intrigued, though, by the Ravens? I mean, they were second in sacks last year behind the Broncos. How are they getting it done without a bona fide edge rusher?
Because they do it, one, they got a good scheme, and two, they didn't do it against good teams. All right? And, Ed, when you get to the postseason, you play great quarterbacks.
Yeah.
All right. So you need pass rushers. You need Mahomes because that's the guy you're going to face. You're going to face that big joker up there in Buffalo. Those are the guys you're going to face. Well, you got to get after the quarterback. And that's the name of the game. And you can go and help, and you can increase your secondary. You can get cornerbacks and safeties. But if you got time to throw, you're going to get beaten too. And we've seen that before. So, again, that's – my priority, that's where I look, and we'll see what happens.
There he is, Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, enjoy the rest of the draft, my man.
Hey, and Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy, because I know you're going in the lobby for this. All right? If you don't put me back in the promo, all right, I'm going to hold out. All right, contract holdout at the beginning of football season. You got me, man.
Well, we can't
do
put you.
Feel me?
We can't put you in the promo because of the interview process we just had here. It just didn't go well.
Yeah, you got black dotted.
Yeah,
yeah. Your entitlement was off the chart.
All right, guys.
Thanks a lot, man.
I can't wait, Mike, for football season.
Jeremy Carr's Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side. Bears out here in Detroit to take on the Tigers. We'll take a look at that three-game series up next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
On the Fan.
Definitely this weekend. We're facing some premier arms and a really good bullpen in Detroit. I'm going to enjoy this one first, if you don't mind. These have been few and far between, so I'm going to have a little something to, Diet Coke and enjoy the flight to Detroit. But thank you for reminding me about Detroit's rotation.
Oh, he has some outstanding competition to face this weekend. Skubal topping it off on Sunday against Dean Kramer, but tonight, he's got his hands full as well because Brandon Young goes on the mound to take on Casey Mize. Mize is 3-1 with a 2.22 earned run average, 18 strikeouts, and a whip under one. This guy can spin it, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, I mean, look, former first-round pick for them. We've seen this with a lot of young pitchers. They called him up, and he got beat up a little bit, and you're going, all right, do we send him back down? What's going on with him? And now you're starting to see why he was a first-round pick. He's got talent. My only concern for tonight is it sounds like it might get washed out, Rob. Have you checked any of the weather or heard anything?
Number one, shut it. Number two, well, I don't want to hear that rain stuff, Jeremy.
Well, I'm just trying to you can go to work when it's raining and not have to work. I'm just trying to keep you up to date.
I'm looking at the forecast right now, and I looked at it earlier. I'm going to see if it changed on me because it looks like the rain does not start until 8 o'clock.
So here's
like it's a 35% chance of rain, which scares me because 2 hours ago it didn't start until 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it's moving in the wrong direction. So I'm thinking a 6:40 start. You know, maybe you can get a little bit of baseball in, and that 35% chance of rain depends on how much rain you get.
Yeah, so here's what I'm seeing, according to the stuff that I use. It said if models are correct, this game is probably a wash, but the rain isn't so widespread that models are 100% correct on the location. We'll reevaluate later, but it's exactly what you said. The fact that they keep moving the rain up does kind of make you worry a little bit. And we've seen some teams play through some just hot garbage to try to get these games in. And so we'll see. There's some rain in Cleveland as well. A couple games that might be postponed, but you know, they played some of these.
Yeah. This is a good series for the Baltimore Orioles. I think you said, I don't know which one of you said, I thought it was you, Ed. You know, after next month, there's some really winnable games, but they got to get through this stretch first with Detroit and then the Yankees.
They do. And then they do end up with some, you know, some better opportunities, we'll put it that way, because this is a tough stretch. But, you know, in May, you know, they get the White Sox at the end, they get the Royals, who's not as good as we thought they'd be, the Twins, the Angels, so playing the Nats again. But it doesn't seem to matter. You know, I hate saying that, but I mean, I did say it, and I'm still looking. I wrote it down in my book, actually. I'm like, yeah. They should be able to beat anybody with that the roster they have. And again, as we mentioned before, I'll give the pitching a pass because they've been decimated, but it's not the pitching, it's everything. So, and this is going to be a good test, though, because you mentioned the ERA of these guys. You're talking about some of the better rotations in the game, and they're facing them right now.
Well, yeah, and you also get healthier in May, too, is a big key.
Yes.
You know, like, yep. If there's no setbacks and knowing, we don't know what's going to happen with Grayson. I still don't like the fact that he got a second opinion and then heard what he wanted the second time but didn't hear it the first time. So,
yeah.
That still concerns me, but if Eflin comes back, and then Gibson's here, then it gives you a few more options. And I'm not saying that's the rotation you want to take moving forward. But then once you get to May, you're not that far off from Gibson possibly Bradish coming back. So, I mean, you've got some help. Kowser should be back in May as well. So a lot of interesting options. I want to see how much Kierstead plays when Kowser comes back.
Jeremy, explain that to me. You don't like the fact that he didn't hear what he wanted the first time but did the second time. Why is that?
Well, because people don't go looking for a second opinion if you hear what you want the first time. And so we've seen this before where guys go looking for the second opinion because they want to hear what they want to hear, and then they're told it. So we'll see if this – I told you, I've said this all along. The Grayson thing looks to me like Gerrit Cole last year. He made it through the season.
Right.
He didn't pitch all that well, or at least up to Gerrit Cole standards. And then we're getting ready for this season, and boom,
he's
gone.
We could also say the Kyle Bradish situation last year.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
But let me – first of all, I agree. Now let me compartmentalize that and put that aside. However, personally – I remember a couple of years ago, I went to a doctor. They told me I had to have surgery. I'm like, I don't think this is surgery. I went back to another doctor maybe 3-4 weeks later, got a second opinion. The second doctor said, I don't think you need surgery. You need to do this, that, and that. I did what the second doctor said and didn't have to have surgery. So sometimes a second opinion could be the right one.
The only thing I would say, and I hear what you're saying, it's not 100% either way in what you're talking about.
But at these the same guys, time, I'm not as secure about my opinion is similar to yours on this one, though.
But these guys are picking, they're choosing between the best doctors in the world, too. Like,
that's
and not,
true.
Not that I'm not knocking any doctors that you saw, because I know you see some people that we trust, but the fact of the matter is, like, the same thing happened with my son when he had his knee issue, and they were like, oh, yeah, that's a torn ACL. And I'm like, oh, really? And then he goes see another doctor, and he's like, yeah, there's a tear there, but this is one that can heal on its own. And I'm going, well, hell, the first guy didn't. So it's a very fair point. I just worry about these guys because it always seems like they seek out to hear what they want to hear.
Yep. Yeah, and at the same time, I don't blame them because at the end of the day, you want to play. See, that's what people think, hey, this is proof. And I'm not saying no athlete is guilty of this, but this is proof that these guys don't look at it and say, well, I'm making money, I don't have to play. Because if that was your opinion, then you wouldn't seek a second opinion. You just stay out injured and get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He clearly wants to be here.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy, you would walk away and with what to be happy with the series?
I mean, look, I'd like to win this series. I understand you're facing Scooble. I like the Orioles tonight against Mize. It's, I've never really been concerned when this team faces top-notch pitching because I feel like they beat themselves more times than not. And we've seen them go up against some of the aces. Like, they go up against Mackenzie Gore, and granted, they only scratch out a couple of runs, but they're in that game. And I'm hoping, and I can't say I'm expecting because of the way the season's gone, that things will get better. Will they get better enough to where they don't have to make some wholesale change and make some big trade to try to make a run for it? Will it get better enough that they get into the playoffs or make a run at this division? I don't know. I mean, the American League seems very down now, and I'm not scared of any of these teams. It just sucks the way that you started. And ironically, what did you say, Rob? With 10 wins, they're still not out of this by any stretch.
10-14, yeah. Man. It's like you feel like
it feels worse.
5-14.
Yeah.
You know, but it's 10-14. I mean, it's – I'm not saying I expect to come in here to Detroit and sweep them, but let's say, hypothetically speaking, they come to Detroit and win 3. You come back home to the Yankees 13-14, and you're thinking, damn, what happened? How did they get – it's just crazy that as bad as it is, I think Rocco Bacco said it best, I think the expectations of what we had is why it seems so bad.
Yeah. Well, I also didn't expect Kramer to be this bad. Charlie Morton has been next level bad. I mean, just – I just think it's the expectations were different because you couldn't anticipate the pitching to be this awful. The injuries are one thing. They happen. I mean, you're losing 1 and 2, you know, in the rotation. That's terrible. Very few teams can withstand that. But to watch the other guys who you had some faith in or thought, you know, you'd get some decent outings, it's just not happening.
I almost feel like they should give Cedric a contract extension because he was one of the only guys hitting right now. go ahead. Let him play a few more years. Nobody else wants to hit. Damn, man. It's like, and you guys are right. I saw people pointing out, too. I should say this. People were pointing out last night that O'Hearn and Sed get the hits, lefties, off of Mackenzie Gore. Mackenzie Gore is a reverse splits guy.
He is.
And the same thing when we went back to the soft-tossing lefties. This is why, like, if I were managing the team, I would have Jackson Holliday in against all these soft-tossing lefties. How are you going to find out if these guys are any good? If this is a former number one overall pick, why isn't he playing every day to show us? And it does, look, give him his spells off against tough lefties. I get it. But when you're facing Logan Allen and he just got a couple hits the night before, put his ass back in the lineup. I will drive Jorge Mateo wherever you want to go. He can take that one hit he has and take it with him because we don't need it. I'm just tired of seeing his ass in the lineup because they paid him.
Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy, what can I give for 63 cents?
Well, man, last night was not my night. The overs didn't go over. The unders didn't stay under and just got my teeth kicked in. So as I write all the time, this is one where you want to turn the page. There is a lot that I like today. There's some weather in the forecast that could be dicey for hitters. There might be some games that get postponed. I'll push and tell you everything about it. And there's a hockey game that I really like tonight, surprisingly. I'll tell you who that is up next on The Fan.
3-1.
Yeah, so that didn't go the way I wanted. NBC Sports California would have needed extra innings there in an 8.5 game. They scored 2 in the bottom of the ninth to make it 4-3. That was my top play yesterday. I missed it. The only thing I got right was the NBA last night. I got both games right in the ones that I put out, but this sucked, man. Just watching yesterday with some of the plays and looking at the game. So, you know, I had the Winnipeg-St. Louis under, Ed. And then they decide to score. I think one of the teams score 7? So screw me then. Orioles, Nats over. Nope. No offense there. Brewers, Giants to go under. Great spot. Both pitchers got blown up. I don't know if you guys have seen what Mike Trout's been doing. He can't hit to save his damn life, man. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's rough. He'll run into one. He'll run into the long ball, but he's just not hitting right now. So where do we go today with a bad day yesterday? Let's turn the page and look at a couple different things. We have hockey, NBA, and Major League Baseball today. I'll get into the weather in just a second. Let me start off with the Caps. I like them tonight, -120. I understand going on the road, facing Montreal. I felt like the big win in game two and in how it happened, I think they carry that over. I like them to knock off Montreal, and this maybe a sweep, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is there a good chance of that? Do we? Is that there?
How's it going?
Oh, that's right.
He had to get that whole thing sucked out of his back.
It's see, out of the back or the front? The back.
See, this is what I'm like, you know, you do. He put a text in the group text.
Man, I didn't read that. I left
calling nobody.
Hey, shut up. You don't know.
I know Ed's not there.
I know. I don't know. That's what I know. I have no idea. I've done the dumbest things each and every day with you guys here.
Go get them.
Yeah. But I do like the Caps tonight. In the NBA, I think the Lakers win this game. They're getting 3 points. I know everybody's bouncing back off of Minnesota. The Lakers made some adjustments. And now, I mean, they should have been doing this all along in this series. They started running more stuff through Luka. And Luka's just, they don't have an answer for him on the other side. They do have some athletic defenders, but let's be honest. There's probably about 10 guys in this league. It does not matter who you put on them. They're just going to get theirs. And every once in a while, somebody's going to have a good night. Like people were watching, everybody was calling Lou Dort dirty from yesterday. They were calling Amen Thompson dirty from undercutting Jimmy Butler. And who knows the severity of that injury and if he's going to return. So, but I do think the Lakers tonight plus the points.
I thought the Ja Morant was a little bit more suspect than.
Oh, it was awful. It was almost like he was trying to get out to take the charge, and he got there too late, and he just said, F it, I'm here.
Yep.
And he undercut him, but it was ugly. And then there have been people for years. Look, Lou Dort's one of the best defenders in the league, and usually when you're a good defender, you foul quite a bit. You know, you get very handsy, and you get away with some stuff, and when you see those hard fouls, it's no bueno. All right, with the Lakers, I like that. A top play for me tonight. I'm going back to the well with Boston, Orlando under the 198. I think the Magic keep this one close, but I do think it's ugly and low scoring. This is one of those nights where I wouldn't be shocked if either team made it to 100 points, and I can't believe I'm saying that in this day and age in the NBA.
I can, though. In the playoffs, Jeremy, these guys, I mean, if you're not watching the NBA, I was joking with you earlier about saying, because if you gave me tickets to see those two teams, the Pistons and the Knicks, I'm there. Yeah. I don't give it the last row. Because they play at a different level. I love them, and they make me sick in the playoffs. So, I love them because they're finally playing basketball. They make me sick because this is the product that they can give us for 6 or 7 months.
See, this is the So if these two teams met in the regular season, and we could probably go back and look at it, I bet you the total is anywhere from 209 to 213 in that range.
Yep.
And it might drop a couple of points depending on where it's at, who's healthy, all that. And then it just shows you when you get to the postseason, it's 15 points less than that right now. These guys can play defense if they want to. They just don't do it the entire year.
Yeah.
And you only get inspired when it's the playoffs. I mean, that just seems cruddy to me. But it is what it is. But I the Magic and the Celtics, I think it goes under the 198. Let's get the MLB weather, and then I'll throw the games at you. Cubs under, best spot today. And as I wrote, the Cubs under will be a top play for me, but it's two crappy-ass pitchers with the wind blowing in at Wrigley. So what's going to help out? We get Taijuan Walker, who I think is just a clown. I think he's so terrible. But he's a fly ball pitcher with the wind blowing in, and I think that helps him. You just hope he doesn't walk seven guys today. And then on the flip side, you get Colin Ray, who's a guy that I used to attack all the time. He was starting the last game in the Cubs when we told you to take the under, and it was 2-1 in the seventh with the wind blowing out. And then they scored 21 runs after that. So, I think the under is a very good play. Here's the other leans. None of them great spots, but good. Twins under, Cardinals over, Rockies under, Dodgers under, Giants under. So just going to run through this. I'll tell you, I got a lean to Colorado and Cincinnati under the 9. Some bad weather there, playing through cold conditions. I'll take my chances. Even though, look, if you watch anything in Colorado, at any given moment, they can score 11 runs in an inning. It's a ridiculous place to play, but the weather is supporting an under here. I also like Milwaukee and St. Louis to go over 8. I think we see some runs there. It's not a great pitching matchup, but Matthew Liberatore has been pitching better this year. But I'll take my chances with the Brewers and them running on the base pass because I think they can run on him. Now, the top plays for me today, Boston and Cleveland over 8.5. Has nothing to do really with the pitching matchup. The weather's not all that great. I like the bats here with these two teams. It was 9 when I looked up this morning. I'm seeing a lot of 8.5s out there now, so I would jump on that. There is a chance that this game gets postponed. There's some bad weather in the area, but I still like the over, especially if we start getting into these bullpens just a little bit. And I know Cleveland has a good bullpen. They use a lot of those pieces over the weekend or this past week. I like the Cubs and Phillies under 8.5, so I'm going to be on that. I talked about Pittsburgh and L.A. under 7. That's a great pitching matchup. It's Paul Skenes versus Yamamoto. The only concern about the under here, would be that Pirates bullpen coming in and said, where do you want me to put these gas cans? Just pour this all over the place? Yeah, because that can definitely happen. But phenomenal starting pitching matchup. And if you're not into the draft and the Orioles game's over, you might want to turn this one on, or it gets postponed. It should be like those are – I don't know about you, Rob, but I love when we get to see ones versus ones, and that's exactly what this is with Yamamoto and Paul Skenes.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I'm a ones versus ones guy, too. That's why opening day is so special.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You get to see these guys do their thing, so I'm all about it as well. Because it seems like this team has a day off, and that team has a day off, and the next thing you know, the rotations get out of whack going up against one another. But this time of the year, having one versus one is pretty good.
Yeah, Brandon. Go ahead.
Is Jason Tatum playing tonight?
I don't know if he's playing or not. I mean, he's questionable, and again, it's the playoffs, so they're going to keep everything close to the vest here and not tell you anything. But again, like with the players that they have and the rotation they have, this is a defensive – it's more about pace of play for me and what Orlando does. Because Orlando just drains that shot clock, and I don't know.
Which is smart, because they're not built to outrun you.
No, but they get the matchup they want. It's either Banchero or it's Franz Wagner, and they just let them work. So unless they're getting out in transition, and even sometimes getting out in transition, they slow it down. Well, Wagner and Banchero is probably the – I want to say the close – I think Banchero and Tatum are very similar in how they play. Banchero is a stud. Just we haven't talked about him enough because Magic haven't been as good as we like. They've been a playoff team, but they've been that 10 through 8 kind of playoff team last year and this year, but people are going to start to learn that name. My favorite play today, though, I'm going with the A's and White Sox to go over again. A miss last night with the A's. That's the one we talked about. We played the highlight from. But as we look at the pitching matchup today, we get Luis Severino against the White Sox. You might go, oh, no. It's a great hitting spot for these two teams. And if we're looking at the White Sox, they're throwing out Sean Burke. He should not scare you in any facet. I think we see a couple of home runs today. I like Shea Langeliers to go, Langelier! I think he hits a home run. And maybe I am cumbersome, Tyler Soderstrom. Maybe he goes yard as well. But I think the A's look really, really good tonight. Their bats, if you're playing daily fantasy, going to be hard to get away from the Yankees with a 9.5 total, and they're facing Berrios. I think Aaron Judge goes yard, but hey, does it count if you pick Aaron Judge to hit a home run and he does? I don't know.
Yeah, still, it's all good.
Again, my top plays tonight would be the Celtics under, the Dodgers under. I like the A's to go over as my top play. Red Sox over, Cubs under. There you go.
You'll find out in a minute while I'm asking. So Derek White is okay for the Celtics?
Yeah.
Okay. You'll find out in a minute. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skenes strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It'll be fun to watch tonight to see if there's any jostling and where he goes.
I think so. I think teams don't want to marry themselves to that fifth-year option with him. By the way, I always have this category, Ed. And Jeremy, you don't have to listen.
Okay.
In a category of I wouldn't wear it, but it's really smooth. Mm-hmm. Abdul Carter. I wouldn't wear it, but I like it.
That's how I felt about my wife's satin underwear. I wouldn't wear it because it doesn't look right on me, but I like it, Rob.
I don't know, man. Maybe I should try it. Don't knock it until you try it. I mean, you put them on and let us judge.
No, if I start moving fast, I get an erection. It's so comfortable. The friction.
From my understanding. From my understanding, we won't notice.
That's true. What are you going to do?
Encore for the day.
Mm.
Mm. That's messed up, Jeremy.
Tell me about it. I got to live with it. All I wanted was it to reach my waistband, and I couldn't even get that done. I was on Twitter. Trippy wrote something saying he got chased by a dog, and I tweeted him back. I said, did you get chased by a dog or a Doug?
Oh. That's bad, man. It's only funny because I get it.
I think he called. Was he the one that called in the other day and said Doug? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
He said Hot Doug.
Hot Doug.
Hot Doug.
Yeah. Right. By the way, I'm going to Glenn Clark's show after this. I have to eat 5 hot dogs smothered in mayo because I lost.
Oh, my God.
They did this thing. By the way, I'm telling them this is my last thing I'm doing with them on food if they're driving in and listening to it because I feel like they move the goalpost every time. It was supposed to be a hot dog with mayo, and now they're telling me it's like a glizzy with, well, you get it. It's just supposed to be smothered and covered. But
you know
come
what a glizzy is?
Huh?
You know what a glizzy is.
It's a hot dog.
But it's a glizzy covered in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I mean,
it rhymes.
They were like, "No, it's got to be covered in mayonnaise," and I'm like, yeah. "No, that's not what you guys said when I was on the phone and we did."
Kind of slide down your gullet so nicely.
Gup. Yep.
Oh my God. Now I'll tell you what I learned today here in Detroit, man. So Jeremy, one of the things that I told you I love when we come on a roll with the Orioles is you don't have to. You don't have to worry about. Of carrying your bags and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we got in last night. I got to my room at about 1:30. Took a shower because I just can't get in bed without a shower. So I took my shower, laid down. And you know how when you know you're going to sleep good because your body kind of sinks?
Mm-hmm.
Man, this bed was comfortable. And all of a sudden I heard a knock on the door. I'm like, who is that? My bags. So the last night was one of those times where I wish I'd have gotten myself because I was in my good sleep and I had a hard time going. And you know, when you break up a good sleep, it's hard returning to sleep.
Well, that's why I said when the other week and you guys were like, no, I don't do it. I got a couple emails from people. When you wake up in the middle of the night and you got to pee and you kind of half open your eyes, but you don't want to open them because you lose the sleep. And that, like, anytime you get up, if your body's activated, it's going to be hard to kind of settle back down.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little bit tough. Also, I also learned, man, the people here at the Ticket in Detroit, first-class people. Tom met with me this morning at the door, let me in. You all don't know it, but we had some technical difficulties, and Charlie, Tom, and Joe nailed it. You never heard the technical difficulties on air. And I don't want to say anything about it until we actually got through the show. So, and the folks here in general got me some coffee. They just took care of me. So thanks a lot to the Ticket in Detroit. What you got going over there, Jeremy?
I got a bunch of different things. Ordered a thesaurus recently, and when it arrived, all the pages were blank. I have no words to describe my anger. After the first 100 days of the new president, the U.S. looks terrific. Oh, man. I hope they don't make a mistake when choosing the new pope. That would be a cardinal error.
This was just written.
Yeah. Stephen King has a son named Joe. I'm not Joe King, but he is. See, Joe, if you put him like Joe King and Joe King, there's a pause in between, I guess, is what you do. Two artists had a fight. It ended in a draw. Vodka might not fix your life, but it's worth a shot. This one's terrible. I walked in on my girlfriend having sex with her personal trainer, and I said, okay, this isn't working out. They were having sex. That's not working. Well, I guess technically you're burning calories, right? Is that how it goes?
Well, depends on how you do it.
I didn't think wearing orthopedic shoes would work, but I stand corrected. And here you go. Did you hear the one where Pavlov's dog meets Schrodinger's cat? It rings a bell, but it may or may not know it. Hopefully you got that one, if you knew what both of those things were. But there you go.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go eat some wieners smothered in mayo, so it's going to be fun.
It's a good week. It's a good week for us. Vinny and Haney up next. Is Bob Haney in?
Should be, right?
All right. Have yourselves a wonderful and safe weekend.